Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As part of his plan to boost state spending on transportation and education, Governor Patrick is proposing to hike the state income tax and to reduce the state sales tax. But that's not all. He's looking to raise revenue by eliminating nearly $1 billion worth of income tax deductions. Much of that money would be used to double the personal exemptions that taxpayers can claim. It's a move that would simplify the state tax code, but as WBUR's Fred Bever explains, there will be winners and there will be losers.
When Pastor Michael John joined the Market Street Baptist Church in Amesbury about 15 years ago, the pay wasn't exactly sky high, but there was an important perk. He could live in the church's parsonage for free.
I like the setup. It's about a quarter mile from the church, but people don't know it's a parsonage, and I can be a regular neighbor in the neighborhood.
Pastor John says the parsonage would rent for about $11,000 a year, and to add to the benefit, he does not have to count that value as part of his salary when he's paying federal or state income taxes. But under Governor Deval Patrick's plan, he would have to count it as income, adding approximately $690 to his state tax bill. Pastor John says his budget can handle it, but he worries that the plan could hurt recruitment efforts at other churches.
They've got buildings, but they don't have much of a budget. The only reason they can have a pastor is because they've got a parsonage, and then they can just scrape up maybe $20,000 or so, and they can have a guy come and serve them. When you're paying taxes on that parsonage, that can be a hit when you're not making a lot of money.
Every single one of these itemized deductions has a constituency.
That's Glenn Shore, Governor Patrick's new Secretary of Administration and Finance, i.e. the chief bean counter.
It doesn't surprise us where we hear questions about the governor's proposal, but we've been very encouraged when we've explained to people who have asked questions, this is not the only aspect of the governor's proposal.
For instance, Patrick's plan would double the personal exemption that Pastor John and every other taxpayer could deduct from income calculations. For married filers like Pastor John, the effective savings would be about $640. That's not quite enough to counterbalance the added taxes Pastor John would pay for counting the parsonage as income, but it's pretty close. Some other itemizers would take a more substantial hit. Perhaps the biggest, says Robert Authier, CEO of the Massachusetts Association of Realtors, would come from the governor's proposal to impose the state capital gains tax on home sale profits.
The people that this would hit the most would be the people who have been living in their homes the longest in Massachusetts.
Authier says there are tens of thousands of homeowners who would face new taxes of $4,000 or more if they made a sale under Patrick's proposed tax regime.
They pay property taxes every year, spend lots of money, and the local community keep their homes in good shape. But they do that so they can count on using their equity to move to their next home or for retirement. So we think this is a bad idea at any time, but it's particularly a bad idea right now while the housing market is beginning to recover.
As Secretary Shore says, every tax benefit has its constituency. Deductions for college tuition, for health savings accounts, for child care expenses. In all, there are 44 tax benefits Patrick wants to eliminate. There are constituencies that are buying into the overall plan. They like the way Patrick would shift some of the tax burden from the poor and middle class to higher-income state residents. Harris Grumman is executive director of the Massachusetts chapter of the Service Employees Union. He says the union will lobby hard for the plan, as well as for a similar plan of its own.
So we have meetings set up with many of the legislators now in the areas where our membership is densest, and they will be meeting with our members in their own districts, meeting with the people who actually vote for them, and talk about why they want them to raise taxes in a fair and adequate way.
Those ground troops will be needed if Governor Patrick's plan is to survive the legislature, even in broad outline. Last week, House Speaker Robert DeLeo told reporters he was hearing opposition to the tax plan, and he singled out treatment of tax deductions as one big area of complaint. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever at the State House.